This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
The Cleveland Browns will start Shedeur Sanders at quarterback in Sunday's road game against the Las Vegas Raiders. Kevin Stefanski announced this earlier this morning. Kind of a no-brainer as Dylan Gabriel is still in the NFL's concussion protocol. How do you think he's going to do, Mike? First start. Well, it's against the Raiders, so you think the Raiders are going to slow Shedeur Sanders down?
I mean, the Raiders are terrible, but also the Browns are terrible. It's going to be an awful
game. It's probably going to be an awful game. Stay away from that game. Unless you're in. Listen, I'm interested to see how Shedeur does. It's a fun story.
I think the ratings are going to go up because there's Shedeur curiosity, but it's by halftime. I'm predicting a lot of people are going to lose interest.
What time is that game? Do we know?
Is it in Vegas or is it in Cleveland?
It's in Vegas.
Then it'll be at 2:00.
2:00. Okay. Jamar Chase is one game suspension for spitting on Pittsburgh Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey. That has been a theme this year. His suspension was upheld Tuesday, meaning the wide receiver for the Bengals, Jamar Chase, one of the best in the league, cannot play against the Patriots on Sunday. And that was a game we're watching. We're doing the scoreboard watching. And that certainly makes the Patriots' job of winning that game a little bit easier. Chase's appeal was heard by Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson. You remember Jordy Nelson?
I do.
He was appointed by the NFL and the NFL Players Association.
Spells his name differently than Jordy LaForge.
Thank you for... What is that?
The engineer for the Enterprise D, Star Trek The Next Generation.
There was a part of my brain that was like, Mike, it did a deep pull from some sports figure that I don't know about. And I was going to be so proud of you and impressed. And then the real part of my brain kicked in. I was like, nope, he's making a nerd reference. Here we go. Get ready for it.
And by the way, Jordy is like the nerd of the nerds. He's not the nerd of the nerd of the nerds in The Next Generation, but he is very nerdy.
Did what I say somehow make you think that there was more that I wanted from that information on Star Trek?
How
I react make you think I'm going to give him even more from this story?
He has glasses. I mean, it's called a visor because he's blind, but he's...
Is that the Reading Rainbow guy?
Sorry, what?
Is that the Reading Rainbow guy?
Oh, yeah, LeVar Burton.
I like that guy because of Reading Rainbow. Well, anyway, Nelson upheld the suspension, which the league had announced Monday. It'll cost him a weekly paycheck of $448,333. He'll also forfeit a $58,823 per game active bonus. It was during the Cincinnati's 34-12 loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday. Video from Cincinnati's WXIX TV showed Chase clearly spitting in Ramsey's direction, which prompted Ramsey to throw a punch at Chase. It was different than the Dak Prescott thing. Dak was like, from me to you, 10 feet away, and just kind of spat, but it was more like, I'm spitting because I spit, not really looking at you. And this was a little bit different than that. Weird. Weird thing. Chase denied spitting on Ramsey, but they got the video evidence right there.
I wish that they would donate his paycheck to me rather than just like regular charity, because holy crap, what a lot of money he makes per game.
The ESPN's college football bottom 10, which I don't put a lot of stock into because they put like some decent teams in there. Once they put a good team in there a week ago because they, or 2 weeks ago because they lost. The reason I'm watching for this, Mike, is you know what I'm watching for.
CSU.
To try to see if CSU is going to be on there. CSU did not crack the top 10, but they are on the waiting list. Nevada is on the waiting list. San Jose State is on the waiting list. The team that just lost to Nevada. Purdue is on the waiting list. And Mike, any guesses as to what nickname they came up with Colorado State? Any thoughts? You could probably write these.
Probably Cantorado.
Colorado State.
Cantorado's better.
Yeah, probably. Arkansas Fighting Petrinos, blowing a 27-point halftime lead. So, will CSU crack the top, the bottom 10? They're at Boise State this weekend. And they finish with Air Force. They lose both those games. They might. They kept it close against New Mexico, so good for them. But, again, what are we playing for here? I'm not real sure.
Keeping yourself off that silly little list.
Yeah, off the little list, Mike. Okay, we have news. The College Football Playoff 2025 rankings came out last night. And it's not Navy in there. It's not North Texas. It's Tulane. So right now, you would have in the first round. Well, so let's go with the byes first. Ohio State gets the first round bye. Indiana gets the first round bye. Texas A&M gets the first round bye. And Georgia gets the first round bye. So they're already in the quarterfinals, according to this. Still 3 weeks to go because we got championship weekend. Tulane would be playing at a 12 seed against Texas Tech. And Notre Dame would be playing Oklahoma. Miami would be playing Ole Miss. Alabama will be playing Oregon, at least according to the standings right now. Tulane is 24th. They're the best G5, and it's still G5 now. They're the best G5 team are leading. Now, they got to win it, though. That's what's critical on this, Mike. They still got to win it. Even if, let's say, they're ranked higher, it's the best five, top five champions, top five conference champions get the automatic bid or whatever. So Tulane right now is actually second in the American. It's Navy's number one, Tulane's number two, then North Texas. Those are the three teams that are still certainly in the mix for this. The way it's looking. Tulane the rest of the way. They play Temple. They're at Temple. Then they go up against Charlotte. Tulane lost to UTSA, Michael, 48-26. This speaks to your point yesterday. They lost to a UTSA team. Whatever. They're 5-5. They lost to them by 22 points.
Didn't CSU play UTSA?
They sure did, Mike. And they sure lost. That was the game I believe they tried to go for two and win. And they did not. They ran a quarterback thing with Taj Bullock, whatever that was. North Texas has Rice. They're at Rice and home against Temple. Navy, they've had a rough go. They lost North Texas and then they got, you know, they played Notre Dame, got smoked, but they beat South Florida. And now they're at Memphis and then home against Army. Ooh. And then, well, it'll just depend on how this folds, right? How this settles. Like right now, you have Navy. If Navy and North Texas tie, didn't North Texas beat Navy? Yes. North Texas beat Navy 31-17. So the standings show North Texas in third place because they haven't played as many conference games. That's why. North Texas is 5-1. Tulane is 5-1. Navy is 6-1. It's probably going to be Tulane and North Texas in the American championship game. And then the winner of that one goes on to be in the college football playoffs. So there we go. The winner between Tulane and Texas Tech would go up against Georgia. The winner between Notre Dame and Oklahoma will go up against Ohio State. The winner between Miami and Ole Miss will go up against Texas A&M. And the winner between Alabama and Oregon will go up against Indiana. I'll admit, one of these things does not appear like the other, and that's definitely Tulane.
I believe you could put a number, like probably 20 better colleges, 20 more deserving colleges, maybe 25
more. I'm standing by it. I still like it. Until they tell me that the G5 is not in the same world as the Power Four, until they tell me that, I still like it.
I'm telling you that. It's not in the same world.
Not according to what we have. They can still play in the same bowl games. Theoretically, they could still get into the playoffs. So while we're doing that, then let's go ahead and let them in. Let one of them in.
Just throw merit out and just make it random teams.
Then do what we've been teasing for years now. Call it what it is. Break away.
Or do the top 25. Let's do the top 20 like they do in the FCS.
Well, Tulane would still be in the top 25.
Let's just do the top 20. Let's do that.
Well, if you're going to do top 20, you might as well go up five more games or five more teams.
Yeah, I guess one team would get the bye.
Just eliminate 4 weeks of the regular season and do top 25. That's how you'd have to do it because you couldn't have...
That'd be a lot.
You couldn't have a college game, a college team. Let's say you go win the whole thing. How many more rounds would that be? That'd be, you just double it up, right? So in the first round, instead of four games, you'd have eight games. Potentially, I don't know. You're not? Would you go top 25 knowing you'd probably have to get rid of
two games? Yeah, I would do that. I'd get rid of two games.
Two non-con games?
Yeah, it would hurt with the money, I think, but colleges get plenty of money elsewhere. So
if you got rid of two non-conference games, and yeah, the money games are gone. Some of the money games are gone. Plus, you have two less opportunities for a G5 school to become ranked. Because let's not forget, it was Boise State-Oregon loss that probably helped Boise State with their ranking. Because nothing else on that schedule really helped them, especially last year, and it wouldn't have helped this year. How about that? For the first full year, for the last full year of the Mountain West, they don't have anybody close. I mean, we talked about San Diego State for a second, and then that kind of went away. That's not a good look for the Pac-12 or the Mountain West.
What a sad way to go. They should just combine. Just combine and be the worst of all the secondary conferences.
No, I don't think they would be the worst this year. They're one of the worst this year. But I would still say the Mount West was, and it's with everybody intact, if you had to take a prediction shot every beginning of the season, I would say the Mount West is going to be the stronger of the G5.
Yeah, but this whole pissing match has changed things. Like, everybody sees it, and it's like, this is embarrassing. I don't want to go to this conference. How ridiculous.
Well, it's your fault. If Washington and Oregon and Colorado and Utah would have stayed the course, we wouldn't be doing all this. Fight for a better TV situation.
And I think Washington and Oregon and USC, UCLA, I think USC and UCLA moving, like, really hurt the conference. And Washington
had to go.
Oregon saw how bad that was going to be. If they were smart enough, if their president a long time ago was smart enough to sign with ESPN, but he wanted more money.
Wanted more money, but also the first ESPN contract they signed was before George Kliavkov, wasn't it? And they signed like a 10-year, 11-year deal. You don't sign an 11-year deal. Money changes so much in 4 years, you're signing an 11-year deal. So you had no chance to grow, no chance to get more money, no chance to renegotiate. You were just stuck in an 11-year deal. And then George Kliavkov comes in, and they want more money because they had some idiot professor at one of the schools. Who was it? Was it UCLA? Was that one of the schools? Somebody told me this once.
Yeah, it was one of the business schools, and I don't remember.
I always thought it was Oregon, but I think it was like UCLA. That was basically like, no, ESPN made an offer, and they're like, no, we're worth way more than that. And the ESPN's like, you know what? Screw it. We're done. And
I wouldn't have. You're the Pac-12. You're the Pac-12, and you don't have that much respect. You have USC, who's always going to have that respect. You're going to have Oregon, who's going to have that respect until they lose it. You're going to have Washington, who's going to have that respect until they lose it. And who else do you have?
You don't.
You never had anyone else.
And that was
else.
The problem, is whoever this professor was over-evaluating the entire conference instead of – they were just looking at their own team and thinking, no, we're all way worth more than that, which was stupid. And then enter George Kliavkoff, who's like – actually, I think he was part of that situation. And then they were trying to throw out, hey, we're going to do Apple TV. Like, that's going to be our big thing. Dumb. 19 minutes after the – oh, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say one problem that they did have was they had their own conference channel, which I liked,
yeah,
but it wasn't that popular, and they played so many games at night,
yeah,
and that was a big criticism of them. They didn't get as much of a viewing because they played all their games at night.
Yeah.
You
got
to do more 5 o'clock games, more 2 o'clock
yeah.
games, and then
– I love the Pac-12 After Dark, though. It was so cool.
Those were always my favorite games.
Those were the
even
best.
If they were like – Arizona State at their worst.
I love the late games.
Oregon State. It was fun to stay up.
They were fun. The holidays are here, and if you're like me, that means the family is home. Hosting is happening, the streaming is nonstop, and the Wi-Fi is working overtime. That's why now is the perfect time to switch to Allo Fiber. We're talking 100% fiber optic internet that's fast, reliable, and ready to handle every movie marathon, video call, and smart device in your home. Lord knows, if you're like my house, we have to have that stuff. Back in my day, yeah, I still like video games, though. But you don't want to be caught in the cold without good connection. Give yourself and your household the gift of stress-free internet this season. Visit allofiber.com and get connected before the holiday rush. 20 minutes after the hour, Josh Allen. Cody Tucker coming up next. Josh Allen. Keep it in mind.
Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
After 12 o'clock. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline is Cody Tucker, our Wyoming Cowboys insider from 7220sports.com. There's not a lot of the teams that we look out for here on the show. Not a lot to play for with the football side of things. However, for Wyoming, there is still the venom of becoming bowl eligible, Cody. They just got to win 2 games. That's it. Just 2 more games, man.
Yeah, just 2 more games, that's all. And wouldn't you know, Nevada's coming off a 55-10 win over San Jose State.
What the hell was that?
Boy, San Jose State, man, I picked them to finish second overall in the preseason. I thought they had enough talent on offense. And they came out like gangbusters, and I thought, man, they're just missing some critical field goals here. Other than that, they're a pretty salty team, and man, the wheels have fallen off in San Jose.
Man, it has been. We were just going over the college football playoff predictions and with the rankings coming out. I mean, just no matter what, if you're staying in the Mountain West, if you're going to the Pac-12, this has just been a brutal year. And watching that, you know, maybe Tulane, Navy, or North Texas might be one of the teams, well, will be one of those three probably, getting in. This has just been so unfortunate to see.
It's very weird. I mean, if you ask me right now who's the best team in the Mountain West Conference, I wouldn't have a clue what to say.
No.
I would think maybe San Diego State, maybe Fresno State, but their offenses are – or their quarterback play is just atrocious. And, you know, that's coming from somebody who's seen atrocious quarterback play But their defenses are just incredible. And to see that Fresno State team give up 49 against Colorado State on the road, I mean, it's been truly one of the more bizarre years I've covered for sure.
Yeah, no, it's a weird year. Wyoming side of it, like we've discussed all year, great defense, offense, just as you put out in 7220sports.com, just trying to talk about or try to find the identity for this offense. Cody, does Josh Allen, you know, making his return to Laramie this weekend, is that going to help, you know, boost this offense at all? Can he bring his powers to Wyoming?
Boy, you'd hope. You'd hope, man. They need it. It's just, that was rough. And, you know, it's, you can't discount the fact that they just took on two of the top 15 defenses in the United States of America. I mean, that's reality. Those are two, you know, Jasaw Bell and Spencer Danielson over at Boise State can be crying in their beers together right now because they both just went through that gauntlet and both just got worked by Fresno State and San Diego State's defenses in lopsided losses. But, man, it's just, it's hard to find any light at the end of the tunnel here. And I felt like they get away from the run a little too quick. Toad Harris was the only bright spot in Fresno at all. It's just, it's just not working right now. And it has nothing to do with the offensive coordinator, in my opinion. The offensive line has been good enough. The running game has been good enough. It's just, you got to face facts here, Brady. In my opinion, you know, the quarterback is so important and so imperative to every single team. And there's not a lot of teams that are out there contending for a championship right now that don't have an unbelievably good, consistent quarterback. And Wyoming does not have that right now in Caden Anderson, and it has hurt tremendously.
It's a reason why this is the most talked about singular position in all of sports. I mean, we can argue what's the harder position to play, whatever. It's all about the quarterback. I mean, that is the number one position in all, whatever we're talking about. And that's where we sit here looking at this mm-hmm. Cowboys team. You hate to just blame one guy, but that's just where it is. When you can run the ball, like you said, and the O-line's good, yeah, then something's got to give.
Yeah, I mean, your friends down in Fort Collins are dealing with it, too. They dealt with it with Braden Feller and Nicolosi. It's just, if that guy's not going and not going right and turning the ball over, you're in deep trouble. And that's what the Cowboys have dealt with the last 2 years with Evan Sabota and Caden Anderson. And to make it even tougher, like CSU, you thought you had a guy. You thought that's your guy, and he is going to take the next step. And, you know, unfortunately for Wyoming, that just hasn't happened. And it's really tough to see what's happened with these guys. And Caden Anderson just, you know, it cuts your playbook in half when you don't have any sort of mobility. And, I mean, he can't run the football. And last year, Evan Sabota stayed in the lineup for as long as he did because he could run the football, and Wyoming had running backs dropping like flies. So it's really tough. It's going to be a really imperative offseason for Jasaw Bell to go find some guys on offense. The way he completely revamped this defense in the offseason, that focus needs to be completely on the offensive side of the ball this offseason.
Well, yeah, I want to ask, too, about that, because obviously we know Savell's background is on the defensive side, so does that concern you at all about his ability to kind of piece together that offense? But let's stay on the quarterbacks. Do we see a change coming? Is it Caden going to finish the season? How is this going to unfold?
You know, right now you can look at it the way you guys are looking at it and say, well, hey, they can still win two games and make it to a bowl game. But at this point, I'm kind of getting to the camp of, hey, why not Mason Drew? Why not the true freshman who got a handful of snaps at Fresno State in garbage time last week? Why not at this point? I mean, Caden, I don't know if Caden's hurt. I don't know what's going on, but 6 of 23 for 65 yards. He completed, you know, and one of those completions was for 40. I mean, it was dire on Saturday night. And I don't know. I mean, is it time to put an eye to the future here? Or does Caden give you the best chance to win? You talk to the coaches, they still think that Caden gives them the best chance to win. And obviously they want to get to six wins and get to the postseason. And it's a tough hill to climb here. But, you know, to me, Caden has to be on a choke chain at this point, right? I mean, I know he's a redshirt sophomore, but he's played a year full of games. And at this point, your trajectory should be going up, and it's not. And the turnovers have been unbelievable. I want to say they've turned it over 17 times this year, and 13 of those belong to Caden Anderson. That's just not winning football.
So are you out on unless, you know, final two games, what is it, Nevada, and then you got to go to Hawaii, I believe, which is not going to be easy. It's never easy, but now that Hawaii's good, it makes it, you know, double not as easy. Caden Anderson, though, are you out? Can he still Could he still work his way back in and potentially be the plan going forward? Or are you like, man, no, it's time to start over or go with Droop, start setting up for the future?
Yeah, I need to see something out of him early, out of Caden Anderson early against Nevada. Nevada, even though they're coming off that lopsided win over San Jose State, they're still the worst team in the Mountain West Conference. It's Josh Allen Day. It's Senior Day. It's the last game at home. You need to get going early and often and show this fan base something. It's been that bad. I mean, show us right now, Brady, that was more of a product of facing the Aztecs and the Bulldogs than it was a product of just things going backwards. And those defenses are really, really good. But, I mean, there were openings. There were guys running open downfield. There were opportunities. They just weren't taken. And the turnovers have been, four turnovers in the last 2 weeks from Caden and five turnovers overall for this Cowboys offense. It's just show me that was a product of playing two of the best defenses in the country. And now show me that why Nevada is one of the worst teams in the country is, I guess, what I'm getting at.
Yeah, no, I hear you 100%. What kind of life do you think, having Josh Allen back is going to, boost or interject, I suppose, for this Wyoming team, especially on the offensive side? It's a big day for everybody, though, for all Cowboys fans.
Yeah, what's really cool, Brady, is seeing a sellout crowd in the season finale in November, late November, That's not something you see a lot with teams that aren't in contention, especially in Laramie when it's really hard to get around Wyoming in the winter when the weather can turn on a dime. So it'll be really cool, really electric atmosphere. I got a sneak peek yesterday of what they're doing for him as far as signage in the stadium and stuff. And it's going to be a special moment, and it's going to be really cool to have him back. And it's really neat that he's able to come back. I mean, the Bills play Thursday night in Houston, and he's able. That's the only reason he's able to get back for this. So it's not every day you get the reigning NFL MVP to leave midseason and come do something like this. And he hasn't been back since his pro day in 2018, and he's obviously beloved here. And the University of Wyoming just did a big event in Buffalo last week for that game, and they were the title sponsor of the entire game. And it's a real love affair between Josh Allen and this fan base.
I love to see it, too. I love to see that Josh, obviously Wyoming's going to be like, yeah, that's ours. We love this dude. We're crazy about him. But to see Josh continue that, it's so good. Because we've seen some, especially on defense, we've seen guys make it to the pros and shine. But this is a rare situation for any of the teams, man, to have one of the best, if not whoever you ask, depending on who you ask, the best player in all of football, be your guy and still love you and come see you and be a part of it. That's huge.
Well, and it shows what a unique place Wyoming is. I remember when Larry Nance played his first game for the Lakers and they were playing the Nuggets, thousands of Wyoming fans went down there to watch Larry Nance play that game, and he stuck around before the game, after the game, signed an autograph for all the Wyoming fans that showed up. And you just don't see that from a lot of fan bases that follow their guy. And, this is Broncos country here, too. We all grew up Broncos fans, but you see way more Bill stuff these days around town, and it's just, and Buffalo too. Brady is, I don't know if you've ever been to Buffalo, but it's kindred spirits, man. I mean, cold weather, tough people, beer drinking, love their team. Very prideful people, and it's absolute kindred spirit type of situation there.
It is one of the things I love about the Buffalo fan base, but also the Wyoming fan base, especially on the football side of things. Cody, serious question for you. You've met, my fellow coworker here, Tanner Schwint. You've met him before.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I'm playing him in fantasy football this weekend. His quarterback just so happens to be Josh Allen. Tell me that Josh is going to be distracted with his big weekend coming up, and he's going to struggle against this really good Houston Texans defense tomorrow night.
What I will say is you guys are Titanic nerds for playing fantasy football.
Yeah. And it means so much to us. We're walking around like, hey, Tanner's like, hey, I'll pay you $50 to bench your guys. I'm like, hey, what's the prize money this year? Just give me that and I'll bench all my dudes, I promise.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I've never played fantasy anything in my life, so I'm not the one to ask. But maybe he'll be distracted. I hope not, but I'm really excited that he's going to be, unfortunately for some fans, he's going to be brought around Laramie like the Pope. It's nothing where you're going to be able to go up and yak with the guy or anything. They're really going to protect him, and him and his family are going to have plenty of privacy. But I can't wait to hear his speech from midfield and just hear what he has to say, because he's he's been worth his weight in gold to this university and to this state as a whole. So everybody's really proud of him.
Cody, is his wife, you know, she's extremely famous. Is she going to be there this weekend?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a great question. I know his parents always still come to a game. And they were here a few weeks ago, and his dad has sung the national anthem at before games and stuff like that.
But cool.
They made so many close friends when they were in Laramie that they still make it a priority to get out here for one game and hang out with their friends every year.
I love that. Well, it should be a fun weekend, and hopefully the Cowboys can deliver, get the dub, yeah. and then we have that Hawaii game that gives us a lot to talk about, because Cody, outside of Wyoming, the rest, I'm just like, let's when do we basketball? Let's just move on.
Yeah, well, New Mexico tried to hand that game to CSU. They just wouldn't take it.
They didn't want it. They didn't care. They don't care. They don't want it, Cody. All right, my friend. Appreciate you. Great work as always, and enjoy the weekend. Man, it's a big weekend for Cowboys fans and people covering this team like yourself.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, Brady. As always, appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Haley Steinfeld, Mike, is Josh Allen's wife. She was in True Grit. That was the first movie I saw her in. She was amazing in that movie.
Yeah, she was. That movie for me is as good as the original, and I love the original.
I like the original. I don't really remember it, but the second one was, or the redo was good. She was also in the movie Sinners that I watched 477 times over the summer.
And Tanner Hates.
I love that movie.
I love that movie too.
So good. I'm serious. I watched it 7 times.
Ludwig Göransson did a
I don't know
great
what that
score.
Is. I don't know what that is.
He did the original score for Black Panther as well. And,
I don't know.
A lot of work
the score,
on
what was the score? 10-3 or what was that? Why do they call it a score?
I don't know.
Just don't call it, just say music. The music in that movie was good. Just say that, right?
The music in that movie was good.
That a kid. See, now I know what you're talking about. You know what? You're right, Mike. The music actually really was good. Thank you for coming down to my level. 39
minutes.
The
original score.
No, stop it. Stop it. Do you think she'll be in Wyoming this weekend? That's got to be, like, that would be pretty interesting. Celebrity, Hollywood celebrity in Laramie, Wyoming?
If I ran into the two of them, I would point to her and I'd say, "You are a fantastic actress and I admire the work that you do." Then I would turn to him and I would say, "I don't like anything about you, and I don't hate you as much as the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Chargers."
It's impossible to hate Josh Allen. You don't hate Josh Allen. You can't hate Josh Allen. It's not his fault that your idol, the one that you have a statue up in a weird little closet room in your house of John Elway. It's not his fault that John Elway didn't draft a quarterback that was basically him. It's not his fault.
First of all, how did you know I have a statue of John Elway in my house?
I think everybody knows you have a statue. It has candles on it. You light it. You pray to it every night. We know what you do.
How dare you insult my Lord and Savior, John Elway?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's Josh Allen. Like, listen, I like Bo Nix, but this will forever go down as one of the worst things John Elway ever did or didn't do for that Broncos organization.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen would have fit well with the Broncos. He is a very, very talented quarterback, but I hate him because he wears the wrong colors on Sunday.
40 minutes after the hour. There you go, Mike. He's fanboy through and through. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll.
Lemon seating and cooling. Guys, the temperatures are changing. I went out this morning with the dog to go to the bathroom. Why does he wait? It's cold. It takes 9 years to go to the bathroom. So you know what's nice? When I go into the house and it's nice and warm, it would be awful if we were dealing with what we dealt with about 2 years ago when we were at our old spot. Lemon seating and cooling, they got right to it, man. I called their emergency service. I'm like, hey, both times for the summer and the winter. Air conditioner's out in the summer. Oh, they hooked me up. So winter hits and it's cold. We can't deal with that. My kid desperately needs the sleep. And Lemon seating and cooling, did us a solid again. Took care of us, man. We're happy customers of Lemons Heating and Cooling. I can't say enough about Jerry. He's my guy. He's my former flag football teammate, man. I mean, if you can't trust the person you played flag football with, you can't trust anybody.
Were you guys any good?
No. Next question.
Okay. I was going to say, you know, you wouldn't you wouldn't have this problem of going out in the cold if you had gotten a cat first.
Yeah. Yeah. So why is it that and I love my dog, man. I have fallen in love with this creature. I'm a farm kid. I'm not used to animals inside being all over me. At first, it was annoying. Every day, I love this dog more and more. He is awesome for my child. But my goodness, during the summer, take him out to go to the bathroom before it's time to go to bed, right? Instant, he goes. Fireworks, bam. He needs to go, he goes. Right out there. Now that it's cold, he's got to lay down in the grass for a while, roam around. Oh, there's a stick. I haven't seen that stick before. I got to chew on that for a while. Oh, crap, there's another new stick. I'm going to go see what that one's. Oh, my gosh, there's an even larger stick. We got to do that about 14 times before he thinks about even going to the bathroom. It is a sad day. And you got to get it done because you don't want him waking you up at midnight going to the bathroom.
Should have gotten a cat.
Cats are creepy, man. You can't trust cats. Can't trust cat. Just can't do it. I like the mouser thing. I like that they can eat mice and take care of that thing. But I'll take my dog any day of the week. That personality, that wagon tail when I walk in, checking on me to make sure I'm okay, that dog is better than a million cats, Michael. I promise. You'll see the dog. You'll like. Eh, you probably wouldn't like Bear. He's too positive. He's a very positive pup.
Is he very energetic?
Yeah. Probably almost broke my arm a few times this summer. But we're working on that.
Yeah, I don't want... If I had a dog, I wouldn't want it to be too energetic.
Well, he's a pup still. He's only like a year old. So he'll calm down a bit. He's calmed a little bit. But I'm telling you, man, the bathroom situation is not fun. The colder it gets, the more he decides, I like being outside at 9 o'clock at night. I'm going to hang out for a while. It's a lot of fun. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We're going to take a short break here. Before we do, let me tell you guys about the City of Greeley new utility program that started on November 3rd. The new Greeley utility portal launched mid-November. Sorry, my bad. The portal makes it easier than ever to pay your utility bill online, track water usage, and access rebates and incentives. You can check your mailbox in November and December for your new account number. Visit greeleyco.gov/my-utilities for more details. 49 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Rundown of all things high school football playoffs. Listen to the postseason special presented by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
All right, at On the Rocks Liquor, their holiday sale is going to run from Friday before Thanksgiving, the 24th, and run through the end of the year, or after Thanksgiving. So you guys got to check them out. After Thanksgiving, they're going to be running another more specific sale on items for the 12 sales of Christmas, starting on Saturday, December 13th, and ending on the 24th. There's going to be more details coming on that. On the Rocks Liquor, getting very creative. They want to hook you up, man. They have a great liquor store, fantastic, but they're always getting creative, trying to make sure you're getting discounts and deals on some of your favorite brands, and that's at On the Rocks Liquor, half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by Chevron. Coming up next, we got Buy or Sell, J.K. Dobbins, Warren Schaefer, Vance Joseph. Those are the names I want you to burn into your brain, Michael, because it's going to have something to do with Buy or Sell. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.